Thank Professor Wong and all the brothers and sisters in the choir.
谢谢他们的歌声, 他们的服饰,
all the voices and their service.
啊, 带领我们到神的面前的敬拜,
to lead us before God for worship.
也借着歌词和他们的歌声能够, 啊, 让神来安慰我们,
and the lyrics that they sang with their voices to allow God to comfort us.
因为这一周在准备, 啊, 讲到的内容,
as I was preparing for the contents of this message,
那你们看到今天讲到的题目就是说, 在一个背弃神的一个混浊的世界中的一个清澈的声音。
And as you can tell, see from the title of the message today, is a refreshing voice in a godless world.
那我刚刚在听诗歌唱歌的时候,心里面就有一个感触。
As I was listening to the choir, I had a, my heart was moved for to share something.
这个世界,
in this world,
甚至就是我们现在所处的这个社会,这个国家当中,
so including the society and the, of course this country that we live in,
或者我们想到我们自己的家庭生活的时候,
or when we think about the family life,
当然有美好的,
of course there are good things,
可是呢,真的是让我们忧虑,然后呢,混乱的事情是很多的,
but there's also difficulty and sometimes chaos.
那我刚刚就想坐在那边,闭着眼睛听诗班唱歌,
and I was sitting over there with my eyes closed listening to the hymn,
想到主的美好,
and thinking about God's goodness,
想到主的安慰,
and his comfort,
想到做一个属神的人是何等的蒙福,
and thinking about how blessed it is to be a man of God,
我就想我们坐在这个教堂里面,
and I was thinking about, as you're sitting here in the sanctuary,
我们有神的祝福和保守,
we have God's blessing and protection. But the world around us is so chaotic.
是不是我们就待在教会里面就舒服自由了呢?
Should we just stay in this in church and be comfortable?
心里面有这样的一个感触,
then I have this feeling in my heart.
可是我想感谢神,
but then I thank God,
神所赐给我们的这个救恩和生命,
the salvation and the life that God has given us,
不是让我们关起门来在教堂里面享受,
is not to be just within these four walls in the church,
是让我们能够到这个世界上面,在我们的生活当中是要向世人分享的,
so that we can go forth into the world to share about God in the world.
对,感谢主,
so thank God.
我不是每次都有这样子的感触,
I don't always have this feeling,
但今天觉得诗班唱得像天堂里面是天使唱的,
but as I was listening to the choir, it really sounded like angels in heaven singing.
看到几位天使在这边,
see a few angels here,
还有一位天使在那里,
of course an angel here and another angel there.
好,我们今天要跟各位分享的是什么? 一个故事,
so I would like to share a story with you.
大家都喜欢听故事,
everybody likes a good story.
那今天分享的故事是圣经里面的故事,
well the story that I'd like to share is a story from the Bible.
我们知道神的话是宝贵的,
we know that God's word is precious.
彼得前,这个提摩太后书里面告诉我们说, 所有神的话,就是所有的圣经都是神所默示的,
so in 2 Timothy it says that all scripture is God breathed.
他说神的话是 神所默示的,于教训,督责,使人归正,教导人学义,都是有益的, 3:16.
So 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.
保罗在使徒行传那里跟以弗所的长老们在道别的时候,
and Paul in Acts, as he was leaving the church of Ephesus,
他说我要将神完整的心意,也就是我要将神所有的话能够教导你们明白,
and he shared with the elders that he wants to teach all of God's word to them.
那他的鼓励也是你们这些做长老的,同样的要把神所有的心意,所有的话,完完全全,完完整整的教导给信徒们,
and then his encouragement to the elders is also to teach and to help the people of the church to understand God's word.
那我们知道神的话就是今天我们所看的这本圣经,
and we know that God's word is what we call the Bible today.
圣经有分旧约和新约,
The Bible consists of the Old Testament and the New Testament.
可能我们每个人对圣经或说对旧约跟新约的一种感受不太一样。
A lot of us may have different thoughts or feelings towards the Old Testament and the New Testament.
有些人比较习惯读新约。
Some people are more used to or accustomed to reading the New Testament.
新约里面有讲到耶稣的生平。
The New Testament talks about and teaches on Jesus' life on earth.
新约圣经使徒们写的这些书信教导我们怎么样的在这个世上过一个合神心意的生活。
And in the New Testament, the apostles write about how a believer should live on this earth.
然后呢，教导我们怎么样的去这样子盼望主耶稣基督的再来。
And how we can put our hope in the return of our Lord Jesus.
那有些人喜欢读旧约圣经。
But some people like to read the Old Testament.
旧约圣经里面故事多。
Because there are a lot of good stories in the Old Testament.
读故事的时候就觉得很享受。
So they really enjoy reading stories.
可是当我们在看圣经的时候，圣经里面所有的一切，神向我们显明的都是对我们有益处的。
But we know that everything that is written in the Bible was given to God, given by God to us to benefit us.
神之所以要将他的心意借着他的话向我们显明，基本上有两个目的。
There's actually two purposes for God to reveal His Word to us.
第一是让我们能够认识神。
The first is for us to know Him.
让我们知道这个神，这位创造宇宙万物的，这位上周刘章老师我们讲他的名字，亚伟的这位神，耶和华神是哪一位神？
For us to know this God, this all-powerful God that created the universe, as last week Pastor Alex has taught us, this Yahweh, who this God is.
然后呢，他要让我们明白他这位神对他所造的人，就是我们的心意是什么。
And also to reveal His heart for man, us.
你在第二个目的是神的话，是让我们能够对我们自己能够更认识的清楚。
And the second purpose is so that for us individually to have a deeper understanding.
让我们明白我们在神的创造当中，我们是什么样的一个地位。
For us to understand what His will is for us.
让我们知道我们的好处在哪里，我们的坏处在哪里。
To reveal to us our good points and our bad points.
让我们能够了解生命的意义在哪里。
And for us to understand what the meaning and purpose of life is.
并且神预备一条道路，让我们可以去过这个我们想要，让我们能够得到完全喜乐的一个生活。
And then He prepares a way for us to live a life that is complete and fulfilling with peace and joy.
所以当我们在看旧约圣经里面看到故事或叙事的时候，
So when we read the Old Testament as we come across these stories,
你看它永远不是只是让我们享受的一个故事。
It's not usually always a story that is just for our enjoyment.
圣经的宝贵的地方是让我们能够看见神的心意。
What is precious about God's Word is so that we can really see the heart of God.
是让我们能够去认识神的心意，并且能够从中得到益处。
So that we can understand God's heart and find direction?
To be benefited
through His Word.
Yeah, through following His will. 我们这一系列的讲道是讲到旧约里的一个人物，叫做以利亚。
And in this series of teachings, we are learning about Elijah.
今天我们来读就一节圣经，在列王记上17章24节。
And we will be going through a passage in 1 Kings 17, verse 17.
Verse 24. Okay.
Let us read together, first in Chinese, followed by English.
妇人对以利亚说，现在我知道你是神人，耶和华借你口所说的话是真的。
1 Kings 17, verse 24. Let's read together. And the woman said to Elijah, Now I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth. Let us come before God to offer up our prayer.
天父, 我们来到你的面前, 我们是感恩的。
Our Heavenly Father, when we come before you, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
你是创造宇宙万物的真神。
You are the true God that created this universe.
你是伟大的。
You are great.
你是万王之王, 是万主之主。
You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
但是你眷顾我们。
But you still care for us.
你怜爱我们。
And you love us.
你让我们能够来认识你。
You allow us to know you.
我们作为人, 我们怎么能够认识像你这样的一位神呢?
As a man, how can we come to know a God like you?
你不但借着圣经赐给我们你的话语, 让我们来认识你。
But you have given us your word so that we can know you through your word.
你差遣你的爱子, 主耶稣基督, 降世为人。
And you've sent your son to as a man on this earth.
来到这世上为我们的罪受死。
To come on this earth to die for us on the cross.
他是你的话语成为肉身。
He is Word incarnate.
所以我们借着他能够跟你的生命上面重新有所连接。
And it's through Him that we can be reconciled and be reunited with Him.
我们感谢你今天我们能够在你的殿中, 在你的家中, 我们来敬拜你。
And we thank you that we can come in your house to worship you.
愿你的灵亲自的教导我们。
May your Spirit teach us.
And
may our spirits be fulfilled filled with your spirit.
We
pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
上周刘长老带领我们温习了以色列的历史。
Last week, Pastor Alex led us through a review of the history of Israel.
以色列是犹太人的国。
Israel is a nation or a nation of the Jews.
犹太人就是神的子民。
And the Jews are God's people.
是被神所拣选的。
They are chosen by God.
是借着以色列人，神将他的诫命颁布了给他们。
It's through the Israelites that God has given His commands.
借着以色列里面的先知，神将他的心意和他的拯救向人显明出来。
And it's through His prophets that God revealed His salvation and His commands to men.
以色列这个国度刚开始被立国的时候，他们是强盛的。
And when Israel became a nation, they were actually a very strong, powerful nation.
他们是富庶的。
And they were prosperous.
神赐给他们一个大卫王,
God gave them King David.
是一个无战不胜的王,
he is a victorious warrior.
他奠定下了这个国家的根基之后，将王位传给他的儿子所罗门。
And he built the foundation, established the foundation of the kingdom, and then passed it down to his son Solomon.
所罗门又称为太平之君王。
And Solomon is referred to as the king of peace.
因为他的爸爸已经把这个国家的
Because his father, King David, has already established his kingdom as a powerful kingdom.
这个国家强盛富庶，没有其他的人敢来再骚扰他们了。
During David's reign, and passing down to Solomon during that time, there were no other nations that can come against Israel.
所以这个王做的是太平之王。So
that's why Solomon was a king during the time of peace.
神又赐给他智慧。And
God gave King Solomon wisdom,
让他能够好好地治理这个国家,
so that he can govern the nation well.
然后呢，这群以色列人他们就是安居乐业，享受神的祝福。
And the Israelites lived in peace and were blessed by God.
可是我们知道，当我们要将要看到以利亚这个时候，我们就看见过了许多代的这个王朝之后，我们发现这一群以色列人从上面带头的王到
But during the time of Elijah, we can see through a series of bad kings, from the king to all the way down to the everyday people of Israel, they've already left God.
他们不但是离弃了神，他们做在耶和华的眼中是为恶的事情。
They not only left God, but they did things that are wicked in the sight of God.
现在到了这个亚哈王,
and right now we're at the king of Ahab,
是最邪恶的王,
the most wicked of kings.
娶了一个皇后,
and he married a queen.
就是你不要娶你，你不要为你女儿取这个名字的王后，叫做耶洗别。
a queen called Jezebel, someone that you would never name your daughter after. That's why no one has ever heard of the name Jezebel. She is a person that worships idols. And she worshiped Baal.
因为亚哈娶了这样子的一个女人，使得这个整个国家以色列国开始不但是去背弃神，并且他们去崇拜这个世上的偶像。
So when Ahab married this queen, he led the nation not only to leave God, but also to worship Baal.
我们可以说以色列国的历史的发展，从一个神奠基好基础、富庶强盛的一个国家，又是爱神的国家，今天跌到了一个谷底了。So
we can see from the beginning of the nation, it was established firmly on with God, and now that you can come to now it's at the lowest point of in the nation.
也可以说他们在背弃神，在混乱的状态中的这个生活，拜偶像的生活已经到了最高点。And
then all of this wickedness and the point of in their wickedness and in the worship of their idols at the highest point.
你知道美国这个国家是 以基督教、以圣经的基础，是一群爱神的人所奠定的一个国家。You
know, in America was also founded by the principles of the Bible. It was founded by a group of people that love God.
我们如果是移民的，来到了美国，在这边生活。Those
of us that have immigrated to the United States now are living here.
一定是因为我们觉得在美国这个国家，在这个社会里面的生活比我们原本有的更好，我们才做了这个选择。And
we made this choice to immigrate here is because we believe that life would be better here.
美国的社会基本上是算是安居乐业的。And
in today, American society should be a place where it's peaceful and prosperous.
对外是一个强盛富庶的国家。And
so other nations, America is a powerful nation.
所以我们在这个社会，在这个国家里面，在这个社会上，我们才能够享受物质上面的供应。So
that's why for us living in America, we can enjoy all the materialistic things.
我们不知道这个国家之所以这样子强盛，是我们羡慕，想要我们留下来的，是因为它是基督教的国家。
And sometimes we don't realize that because we enjoy all of these things because America is actually originally founded by principles of the Bible.
但是我们确实得到了它的益处。
But we've benefited from it.
我们当中很多人也是因为来到这个国家才认识了耶稣，才认识了神。
And there are many of us have come to know God because of coming to this country. And now that we know about this country, we can also see that they're following the footsteps as the nation of Israel. Any country that is governed by man's ways,
不但是不遵守神的 话语，甚至是离弃神的道路的时候，
not following God's word and leaving God,
国家的强盛是不会持久的。
The power of a nation will not last.
只会走上分裂和混乱的方向去走。
It'll only go through chaos and division.
今天我们来到这个国家，我们认识了神。
Today, when we come to this country, we've come to know God.
我们成为神的儿女。
And we've become children of God.
我们得到的是这个国家立国的这些开国的父老他们的信心的这个后面的这个益处。
And we've benefited from those that have put their faith in God, such as the founding fathers.
我们如今在这个国家里面，在这个社会上，在我们的家庭里面，我们该扮演什么样的角色？
So what role do we play as Christians in this country and in our family?
以利亚就是在这样的一个环境当中被神使用的一个人。
And Elijah was a man that was used by God in a world similar, in a society similar to this.
以利亚在圣经里面 是一个很特殊、很出众的一个人。
And Elijah was a man or a character in the Bible that really stood out.
他不是一个名不见经传或者是一个小人物而已。
He's not just some small random character in the Bible.
在主耶稣基督在世上的时候，他有一次带着他三个门徒到山上。
There was an incident when our Lord Jesus brought his three disciples to a mountain.
彼得、雅各和约翰。
Peter, James, and John.
到了山上，这三个门徒看见主耶稣的这个脸上面变相了。And
they saw the transfiguration of Jesus, and the face was of Jesus was different.
他的脸上发光，他整个人的形象变得不像人，像神。And
his whole face was radiant, and his body was not like a man, it was like God.
而他变相的时候，他跟两个人在说话。
And when Jesus transfigured, it seemed like he was talking to two people.
一个是摩西，一个就是以利亚。One
was Moses, and the other was Elijah.
摩西是神大大使用的一个仆人。Moses
was a servant of God that was used mightily by God.
在圣经里面，神借着摩西行了多少的神迹？
There are so many miracles that Moses performed.
在埃及里面，摩西带领了这群以色列人出埃及。
And he led the Israelites out of Egypt.
神借着摩西让以色列人和以色列的法老看见神是他们的神。
And God used Moses to see that God is the God of the Israel.
借着摩西把红海分开，让他们能够如履平地一样的穿过红海。
And he parted the Red Sea so that the Israelites could pass through the sea.
可是摩西所代表的是圣经里面讲到神赐给他们的律法。
But Moses represents God's commandment.
摩西也是一个曾经见过神的面的人。And
Moses is one that has seen the face of God.
没有人见过神的面。Nobody
has ever seen the face of God.
神是圣洁的。Because
God is a holy God.
人是有罪的。And
man has sinned.
看见神的面是会被消灭的。Those
that come face to face with God will be destroyed.
但是摩西作为神的仆人却见过神的面。
But Moses, as God's servant, has actually seen the face of God.
以利亚在旧约里面是先知的代表。
And Elijah represents the prophets in the Old Testament.
整本旧约基本上就是诫命、律法和先知的话语。
And in the Old Testament, it really consists of commandments and prophets.
以利亚也是神借着他施行许许多多神迹的一个人。
And Elijah performed many miracles. As well.
在十七章里面，我们可以看见以利亚神借着以利亚所行的神迹是多么的特殊出众。We
can also see in First Kings chapter 17, the miracle that was performed by Elijah was also great as well.
以利亚借着祷告让雨停了三年多。
And Elijah, through prayer, stopped rain for 3 years.
以利亚被神供应，神差派乌鸦去喂养他。And
Elijah was cared for by God and was fed by ravens.
以利亚他跟一个妇人借居在一个妇人的家中。 而这个妇人家中，她的饼、她的这个面盘子和油瓶子就永远不会空。
And he stayed in a widow's house, and in the widow's house, the jar of flour and jar of water never went empty.
以利亚甚至将这个妇人的孩子，因为重病死了以后，祷告之后让这个孩子复活了。
And Elijah also, through prayer, raised the widow's son who died from a sickness and raised them to life.
以利亚跟巴利的先知在一起要显神迹的时候，以利亚呼求神，神就从天上赐下火来。And
Elijah, challenging the prophets of Baal, through prayer, God sent a fire down.
以利亚是会被神的圣灵带领，然后呢，可以从一处显现，然后从另外一处再显现的。
And Elijah, through God's Spirit, can appear at one place and appear at another place.
以利亚曾经奔跑跑得比一个被马拉的战车还快。
And Elijah also won a race against a chariot.
圣经里面没有跟以利亚有的比较的人。
There's no other that can compare with Elijah.
以利亚是一个很出众的人。
Elijah was really an outstanding person.
但是以利亚他重要的地方不是因为神借着他显了这么多的神迹。
But Elijah is not a special character because he performed all these miracles.
以利亚重要的地方是因为他是一个属神的人。
He's a important character because he is a person that belongs to God.
我们刚刚读到的那节经文就是刚刚讲到这个妇人，他对以利亚说：“我现在知道你是神人。”
He is the man that the widow called. You are a man of God, and the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth.
神人的意思就是一个属神的人。
A man of God just means a person that belongs to God.
今天我们来看以利亚，他特别今天讲到的故事是什么呢？就是他跟巴利的先知之间的一个较劲。
And what we're going to learn today, why is he special? Is because the challenge that he went up against the prophets of Baal.
我可以跟你们讲，我要读的经文是哪里？可是你们也可以跟着我听。
I can tell you what scripture I'm going to read from, but you can also just follow along.
记得以利亚出现的时候是在十七章的第一节。
Remember the appearance of Elijah was in verse 1, chapter 17.
圣经里面记载以利亚他所带领的一个信息就是什么，他说我要，他对这个亚哈王说，邪恶的亚哈王说，我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神启示，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露也不下雨。
He appears before Ahab and says, Before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these years except by my word.
18章第一节就是过了三年多之后。
And then in verse 1, chapter 18 is after the 3 years.
耶和华的话就临到了以利亚，现在说你去，要使亚哈见你，我要降雨在地上。
After many days, the word of the Lord came to Elijah.In the third year, saying, Go, show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth.
所以神叫他去，他就去，要去见亚哈王。
So God told him to go see King Ahab, and he went.
我现在从第十七节开始读。
I will read now from verse 17.
亚哈看见了以利亚，他就说，使以色列遭害的就是这个，就是你吗？但是以利亚说，不是。使以色列遭灭的不是我啊，是你和你的父家，因为你们离弃了耶和华的诫命，你去随从巴利。
Verse 17 and 18, When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, Is it you, you troubler of Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you have, and your father's house, because you have abandoned the commandments of the Lord and followed the Baals.
亚哈是王。
Ahab was a king.
亚哈是以色列人的王。
Ahab was the king of the Israelites.
可是我们看见以利亚他不怕这个王。
But you can see that Elijah does not fear this king.
因为以利亚是一个属神的人。
Because Elijah is a man of God.
他是神的仆人。
He is a servant of God.
他怕的是神，他怕的不是人。
Who he fears is God, not man.
所以亚哈这个顶撞神的王，背弃神的王，他看见以利亚，他认为是以利亚在使以色列受神的受害的。
So this king Ahab who rebelled against God, when he sees Elijah, he calls him the troubler of Israel.
但是以利亚很清楚的说，不是我，是你。
But Elijah clearly responds and says, it is not I that have troubled Israel, but you have.
因为你们离弃了神耶和华的诫命。
Because you have abandoned the commandments of the Lord.
然后你去随从这个世界上面所让你随求的。
And you pursued what other people, others pursued after in this world.
所以以利亚就跟亚哈说， 你要把你们侍奉巴利的这些先知们叫来，一共有450位。
And he tells Ahab, go gather all of Israel to me at Mount Carmel and the 450 prophets of Baal.
然后呢，同时你的太太王后耶喜别，她有450位先知是侍奉她的神。
And also the 400 prophets of Asherah.
然后他说，你们把他都交到加密山上来见我。
Gather all of them to Mount Carmel.
所以亚哈王就是把这些先知们叫出来，总共有900人。
So then Ahab gathers all of them around 900 people.
这个时候以色列的百姓也都聚集在一起。
And around this time, all the Israelites were there as well.
21节，以利亚就对这群百姓说：“你们三心二意，或说心持两意，要到什么时候呢？”
And Elijah came near to all the people and said, "How long will you go limping between two different opinions?"
如果耶和华是神，如果亚伟是这位神，
if the Lord is God, if Yahweh is God,
那你就要顺从耶和华。
Then you need to follow him.
因为如果巴利是神，那你去跟随巴利。
Because if Baal is the true God, then go ahead and follow him.
那圣经上面告诉我们，这群人他们就不说话。Then
scripture says that these people did not answer him.
不知道谁是神。They
did not know who was the true God.
不愿意去接受那位真神。Or
they're unwilling to acknowledge this true God.
不愿意放弃这个敬拜假神或是随心所欲的这种生活所带来的享受。
They're unwilling to sacrifice what they have when they pursued after Baal.
但是以利亚对这群百姓说，做耶和华先知的只剩下我一个人了。And
Elijah said to the people, I only am left a prophet of the Lord.
因为其他属耶和华的先知都被耶喜别杀死了。Because
all of the other prophets were killed by the queen.
可是他说，你看这个巴利的先知有450个人。
But here it says Baal's prophets are 450 men.
以利亚是神差派的仆人。
Elijah is a servant that's sent by God.
他有一个使命，就是他要让人知道耶和华，Yahweh是真神。
And his mission is to let others know that Yahweh is the true God.
他要让神能够借着他，将这群属神的子民再次的带回到神的面前。And
he to be used by God to lead the Israelites back to God.
所以以利亚他就跟这群百姓说，我们要做一个比赛。Then
he says to them that we're going to challenge. Have a challenge.
23节讲，我们要挑两头牛犊。
Then in verse 23 it says, let two bulls be given to us.
巴利的先知选一只，我选一只。
And the prophets of Baal will choose one bull, and then I will choose one bull.
然后呢，把他们宰杀了，切块，摆在柴火上面。
And after slaughtering them, cut them into pieces and put them on the firewood.
可是这个柴火我们不要去点火。
But let us not light the wood on fire.
巴利的先知，你们去向你们的巴利神求，让他帮你们点火，然后呢献祭。
And let these prophets of Baal call out to Baal so that Baal can send down fire.
可是我要求告耶和华，我要求告Yahweh这位真神的名。
And then I, on the other hand, will call on the true God named Yahweh for Yahweh to send down the fire.
他说，哪一位神降了火，那位就是真神啊。And
whichever God sends down the fire will be the true God.
以利亚敢这样子讲。Elijah
is bold enough to say this.
这个让我们看见一方面他的信心。One,
here we can see his faith in God.
可是另外一方面让我们看见的是他对神的心意是很切切的了解。
But also, we can see that he truly understands the heart of God.
我们敢不敢这样子说?
Would we be bold enough to do this?
我们敢讲，可是不确定能不能做得到。
We're probably bold enough to say it, but not sure we can follow through in action.
谁能知道神的心意是什么?
Who can know the heart of God?
可是当我们看到以利亚的时候，我们就看见。
But here we can see clearly that Elijah truly understands the heart of God. Here we don't see God instructing Elijah to do this. God did not instruct Elijah to go forth and build two altars and challenge the Baals using this method.
可是当以利亚借着信心去这样子做这件事情的时候，他有十足的把握，神一定会照着他这样去做，做的来显出他是神。
But when Elijah plans for this challenge, he is confident in the Lord.
因为他知道神的心意就是当时要让这群犹太人能够知道他是真神。
Because he knows that it is the heart of God to have these Israelites see that he is the true God.
他也很清楚明白，他作为神的先知，在那个时候，在那个场合，他就是要做这样的事情。
And he also is very clear that as a prophet of God, at that moment, that is what he's set to do. And that's why he's bold enough to say this.
那这个百姓听到了就说好，就这样子做，我们来看。
And then all the Israelites said, yeah, let's do this and we'll see.
以利亚就对巴利的先知他说，你们人多。
And he says to the prophets of Baal, he said, You are many in number.
然后呢，这个比赛是我提议的嘛，对不对？
And of course, I've put forth this challenge.
所以我要公平起见，你们先选这只牛。So
then, to be fair, you choose the bull first.
然后呢，选好了，你们把牛杀了，摆好，预备好，然后你呼求你们神的名字。After
you have selected your bull, put it on the firewood, but and then pray to your God to send down fire.
你知道对以利亚来说,
actually, to Elijah,
他这个是表面的客气,
he's actually just being courteous. But in his heart, he is actually mocking them. He already knows that Baal is not a god.
就算这些先知之前有些什么魔术或有什么方法去变一些戏法给民众愚惑他们, 可是他知道这一次绝对不可能发生的。And
he's confident in knowing, even though that these prophets may have shown magic or any trickery to deceive the Israelites, but he knows that this time it's not going to work.
因为结局已经定了。Because
he knows that the conclusion has already been set.
因为耶和华一定是神。He
knows that Yahweh is the true God.
他所信的是真神。
Because who he believes in is the true God.
他所服侍的是真神,
and who he serves is the true God.
所以他就跟他们说，你们去求你的神吧。
So then he just says to them, go ahead and pray to your God.
所以这群巴利的先知早上把这个牛杀了，把它摆好，就开始求告他们的神。
So then early in the morning, these prophets of Baal laid the bowl that they selected on the firewood. And then 450 of them started praying to Baal, asking that the fire be sent down.
从早上到中午, 好几个小时,
from morning till the afternoon.
他说巴利亚应允我们吧，降火吧。
They call out to Baal, please send down fire.
可是没有任何的回应。
But there's no response.
没有任何的声音,
no sounds.
也没有火降下来,
and there's no fire.
那因为呼求不成功,
so because of calling and pleading did not work, so they started to jump around or limp around.
这个巴黎的先知在那边呼喊,
so 450 of these prophets started just dancing around frantically, and working hard to see if Baal will reveal something. Here you see in verse 27, Elijah mocked them, saying, cry aloud, for he is a God. You know that he is your God, right?
那神很忙啊,
But God is busy.
或者也许他在休息啊,
or he's musing.
可能他在睡觉啊,
or he's sleeping.
可能他在散步啊,
or he's on a journey.
你大声喊一点,
cry aloud.
这样他就会专心听你的,
then he will listen to you.
所以他们就更大声地在这边求了。
So then the crowd cried out even more.
那大声没有用, 跳舞没有用。
So crying aloud and dancing all did not work.
那可能是牺牲的不够。
Then probably because they haven't sacrificed enough.
这个神还不愿意来眷顾他们。
That's why the God doesn't come to them.
所以呢，他们就开始用刀和枪割自己。
So they started using swords to and lances to cut themselves. And they started to bleed.
然后这个场面是蛮凄惨的，我觉得.
So of course this scene is probably very gruesome.
可是从午间一直到晚上，还是火没有降下来。
And as the midday passed, there's still no fire.
圣经说他们狂呼乱叫，满身流血，却没有声音。
And the scripture says, and they cried aloud and cut themselves after their custom with swords and lances, and so blood gushed out upon them. No one answered. No one paid attention. Because he's not God.
那以利亚就对百姓说，好了，那他们已经搞了这么多大半天了，现在该我了。
Then Elijah said to all the people, look at, after all of what they've done, now come near to me.
他说，百姓们，你们现在到我这边来。
He said to them, come near to me.
他为耶和华筑了一座坛。
And he set up the altar for the Lord.
在坛的四周他挖了一个小沟。
And then around the altar he dug up
a trench.
他把柴火摆好了，把这个牛切块了，摆在柴火上面。 And he laid the firewood and cut the bull in pieces and laid it on the altar.
可是他没有马上就求耶和华赐火下来。
But he did not immediately ask God to send down fire.
对，33节里面他说，当他把这个柴火和祭物摆好以后，他就跟民众说：“你们拿四桶水来。”In
verse 33, he says, "And he put the wood in order and cut the bull in pieces and laid it on the wood. And he said, fill four jars with water.
四桶满满的水，你现在往这个柴火上面浇上去。And
pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood.
他们浇完了，他就说还不够，再倒第二次。
After they poured it, they said it's not enough. Do it a second time.
到了第二次，如果还嫌不够湿的话，说再倒第三次。
And because the second time wasn't enough, they said do it a third time.
所以他们到了第三次以后，这个水流下就刚好就填满了他周围挖的这一圈的沟。
And after doing a third time, there was enough water to fill the trench.
以利亚，他怎么样子让人看见他所侍奉的神是真神呢？
How is Elijah to show the people that Yahweh is the true God?
这些假神的祭司，他们唱啊、跳啊、歌啊、流血啊，在那边努力半天，没有回应。
And these prophets of Baal, after all of what they have done, calling out to Baal with no response,
以利亚作为神的先知，他是用什么方式来让神听他？
And Elijah, as the prophet of God, how did he call out to God?
祷告。
Through prayer.
以利亚是一个祷告的人。
Elijah is a man of prayer.
以利亚36节告诉我们说，他到神的面前，他就呼求神说：“亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神，耶和华、亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神，耶和华、亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神，耶和华、亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神，也知道我是你的仆人。” 又是奉你的命行这一切事。Elijah
the prophet came near and said, O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word.
神的心意就是要让人能够来认识他。
God's heart is for man to come to know Him.
神的心意是要让那些属他的人，他所爱的人，能够知道他们的罪，然后能够回归他的面前。
And God's heart is to for the man to see that they're sinners and come to repent so that they can return to Him.
以色列人他们的历史是跟神分不开的。
And the history of the Israelites cannot separate from God.
他们在观念上面有神。
In their concept, they have God.
从小听到神的故事,
from their childhood, they've heard stories of God. But they're unwilling to accept acceptance to know God.
所以当以利亚这样祷告的时候，他祷告的就是神的心意。
So that's why when Elijah, when he prays here, he's praying with the heart of God.
求你今天耶和华让人知道你是真神，并且我是属于你的人。
Let it be known this day that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant.
37节，耶和华啊，求你应允我，应允我，使这名能够知道你耶和华亚伟是神，又知道是你要叫这个名的心能够回转。
Verse 37, answer me, O Lord, answer me that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, Yahweh, and that you have turned their hearts back.
神是圣洁公义的神。
God is a holy God.
神是审判的神。
And God is a God that judges.
可是神的圣洁,祂的公义,祂的审判,是因为人的罪。
But God's holiness and His judgment is because of man's sin.
是因为人 远离神并且背叛神,
because man has left God and has rebelled against God.
明明他是神,
it is true that he is God, but they don't accept him.
明明领受到神的祝福,
they receive the blessing from God, but they won't give offer up thanks.
明明生命和生活抓在自己的手中就不尽理想，可是不愿意放手让神带领。
They have their life, they think that their life is in the in their own grasp and in their hands, but they're unwilling to submit their lives to God.
可是你知道神对罪的审判永远都是有一个目的，就是要让人的心能够回转于他。
But God's heart is always so that man can repent, confess and repent and return to Him.
神之所以有公义的审判，是因为他要向人显明他爱的拯救和恩典。
And God's judgment is so he can reveal to man his justice.
你看以利亚对神的心意是不是明白?
So here you can see that Elijah truly understands the heart of God.
他可以用信心，他可以照着神的心意去向神呼求，而且他确定神会听他的祷告。
That's why he is confident to pray to God, and he's confident that God will answer.
所以呢，38节，耶和华就降火下来，烧尽了燔祭、木材，连石头、连尘土、连那沟里面的水，全部都烧尽了。Then
verse 38 says, "Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench."
你知道神做事就是这样的。That
is how God works.
这不是普通的神迹啊,
this is not just any ordinary miracle.
如果以利亚只是建了一个祭坛，然后呢，上面摆了柴火，上面摆了肉。
If Elijah just merely put the offering on the altar,
然后刚好那个时候降了一个闪电,
and then of course, coincidentally, probably a lightning strikes,
一劈劈到他的这个坛上面,
and this lightning strikes the altar.
那大家说这巧合嘛?
Then everybody will say that, oh, that's just a coincidence.
那也不用问为什么闪电不降在巴利的这个坛上面。
Then you don't need a question, well, how come the lightning didn't strike the
3年半不下雨，表示天上没有云啊。
And 3 years without rain just means that there are no rain clouds.
没有云怎么会有闪电?
If there are no rain clouds, how can there be lightning?
可是以利亚不但是建了这个坛，他还浇了水上去，是不是?
But Elijah not only prepared this altar, but also doused it with water.
然后当神的火降下来的时候，不是只是烧了柴，烧了这个祭。
And when God's fire was sent down, it not only just consumed the firewood and the offering.
十二大桶的水。 包括他的石头，包括他的柴，包括尘土，全部都被烧尽了。
All the water and the wood, the stone and the dust, they've all been consumed.
当神做事的时候,
when God works,
绝对是超过人的所想的。
It's definitely beyond and over what we can imagine.
所以当这个事情发生的时候，这群民众终于他们说，耶和华亚伟是神。
Then after seeing all this and experiencing all this, then they said that God, Yahweh, is God.
他说, Yahweh 是神,
They said Yahweh is God.
然后在这之后, 以利亚就祷告。
Then after this, Elijah prayed again.
天空还是万里晴空, 没有一片云啊。
And the clear blue skies without any clouds.
可是记不记得18章第一节, 神的话临到以利亚, 告诉他说, 我要葬你下来了。
But remember in chapter 18, verse 1, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, in the third year, saying there will be rain.
所以以利亚就这时候祷告,
so then Elijah prays to God.
神啊,降雨吧。
Praise to God, Lord, please send rain.
然后以利亚的仆人就去观看,这个一小片云就慢慢浮现出来了。
And then the servant of Elijah went to see that there was actually a glimpse of a small cloud forming.
然后呢, 天上的口就开了, 倾盆大雨就下来了。
And then the skies opened and then poured down rain.
我们来看, 新约圣经, 雅各书第五章。
Let's take a look in the New Testament now in James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verse 16 and 17.
你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。然后呢，一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，就是说他跟我们是一样，都是人。他恳切的祷告，求不要下雨， 宇宙3年零6个月不下在地上。 他又祷告,天就降下雨来,地也生出土产。
Verse 16 to 18. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, similar to us like men, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. This is a very miraculous story. This story should actually be produced into a movie.
当我们在去读的时候，我们看见神所描述的这个细节，还有神的心意是这么的细腻。
And we can see that there's so much detail in this story that reveals God's heart.
可是我们从以利亚在这段圣经里面， 他让我们看见了什么呢?
But through the eyes of Elijah, what do we see?
我们从三个方面来看,
we can see three points.
这三个方面用的三个字都是用英文的M开始的。
And all 3 points starts with the letter M.
我们看以利亚的这个人,
we look at the character of Elijah, the man Elijah.
然后我们看以利亚的信息, the message of Elijah.
And we see the message of Elijah.
然后我们看以利亚的使命, the mission of Elijah.
We see the mission of Elijah.
我们第一个看见的是以利亚这个人。
First, we see the man Elijah.
你记得以利亚的名字是什么意思, 记得吗?
Do you remember what his name means?
已经弄出来了。
Oh, it's already shown on the presentation.
以利亚的名字就是 耶和华是神。
Elijah's name means my God is Yahweh.
可是他这个人是不是名副其实的一个人呢?
Is he a person that stands for his name?
是。
Yes.
他不是因为名字叫做Elijah, 他是因为他的神就是耶和华。
It's not because of what his name means, but it is because his God is Yahweh.
他是神的仆人。
He is a servant of God.
一个神的仆人有一些什么特性?
What characteristics can we find in a servant of God?
第一,他听神的话, 他能听神。
First, he listens to God.
神跟他说什么,他就听。
Whatever God says, he hears.
而且他在祷告当中就是寻求神的心意。
And when he prays, he is pursuing the will of God.
因为他不断地在聆听神,所以当神的话说,现在我不降雨,现在我要降雨。 现在我要向以色列人显明我是他们的神，我要让他们回转到我，因为他不断的在聆听，所以神的声音一出现，他就听见了。
Because he continually listens to God in his prayers, that's how he can know that God wants to stop rain for 3 years, and he knows that God wants to reveal himself to the Israelites, and he knows when God wants to send down rain again.
一个神的仆人的特点的第二个特点就是他是顺服神的。
The second characteristic of a servant of God is that he's obedient to God.
神说什么我就做什么。
Whatever God says, I will obey.
神你要我去跟这个邪恶的王去讲这件事情，是让他不高兴的，可能他会杀我的，我还是去做。
When God commands me to go before this evil king and reprimand him, even though I may get killed, I'm going to still submit.
其他的先知都被耶洗别杀掉了。
All of the other prophets were killed by Jezebel.
可是你要我去跟他那450个先知去较劲，那我就去做。
But if you want me to challenge these 450 prophets of Baal, I'll go and do it.
不但聆听神，他顺服神。
He not only listens to God, but he obeys God.
一个神的仆人第三个特性就是他是依靠神的。
And the second characteristic of a servant of God is that he's dependent on God.
他的吃，他的穿是神供应的。
What he eats, what he wears, are all provided by God.
他所讲的话是因为神告诉他的，所以他可以讲得出来。
And the words that come out of his mouth is also provided by God.
他是不是行神迹？
Is he a person that performs miracles?
是啊。
Yes.
圣经里面没有多少个人能够人死人死里复活的，可是以利亚是一位。
There's not many people in the Bible that can raise the dead. He's one of them.
在圣经里面有谁能够像以利亚一样？ 这样子跟一个假神的先知去比较，然后呢，最后可以用这样子一个灿烂的胜利，没有人。There's
not another person that can go against and challenge these 450 prophets of Baal and come out victorious.
可是他是靠谁呀？
But who did he depend on?
他是靠自己是先知的身份吗？
Did he depend on his identity as a prophet? No.
他是因为依靠他所侍奉的耶和华神。
Because he depended on whom he served, Yahweh God.
一个神的仆人的第四个特点是他是代表神的。
And the fourth characteristic of a servant of God is that he represents God.
他的所说的一切，他所做的一切，不是让人看见他是多么伟大的先知。
What he says and does is not so that other people can just refer to him as a great prophet.
我们看见他多次的祷告怎么说？
But we see that many times in his prayers, he said,
耶和华，你让人看见你是那位神，你是那我所侍奉的真神耶和华，我是你的仆人。
You are the one true God. You are the God whom I serve. I am your servant.
认识以利亚的人，接触到以利亚的人，
those that know Elijah and come into contact with Elijah,
都知道以利亚是代表着神。
They will all know that he represents God.
他有一个神，他有一个主，那就是耶和华Yahweh。
He has a God and he has a Lord, and that is Yahweh.
以利亚的信息是什么呢？ 他的message是什么？
And what is the message of Elijah?
事实上，以利亚的message中心很简单。
It's actually very simple.
耶和华是神。
Yahweh is God.
他的名字就是耶和华是我的神，可是他的生命，他所带出来的信息就是耶和华是神，除他以外没有别的神了。Yes,
his name means my God is Yahweh, but what he represents and how he lives his life says that Yahweh is God. There are no other gods.
那么既然耶和华是神，那我们就要去顺从跟随耶和华。
And if Yahweh is God, then we need to follow and worship
Yahweh.
If he is not God, then you don't need to follow him. But if he is the true God, how can you not follow him?
以利亚的使命是什么? 他的mission是什么?
And what is the mission of Elijah?
你知道, 以利亚他借着他所讲的话和他的生命 所展现出来的是神绝对的主权。
And what his life manifests and reveals is that he demonstrates God's absolute sovereignty.
因为他愿意把自己摆上被神使用。
Because he's willing to offer himself to be used by God. Because when he is used by God, his power is revealed, not his own power, but God's power. And it's not just any normal power, but it's an absolute sovereign power.
然后他在那个时代，这样子一个顽固， 这个, 背弃神的这个时代, 他愿意做神的出口。
And in a godless time and society, he's willing to be a mouthpiece for God.
他不是只是过了一, 他不是躲在山洞里面过一个属神的隐士。
And he didn't just hide in a cave living out his life.
他是神人，因为借着神借着他口所说出来的话都是真的。
And because he is a man of God, everything that comes out of his mouth is truth.
他愿意做神的出口。
He's willing to be a mouthpiece for God.
他的使命第三方面就是他再次的将人带回到神的面前。
And also his mission is to point people back to God.
神要审判。
God will judge.
可是借着审判, 神是要带人回到他的面前, 接受他的恩典的。
But through his judgment, he wants to lead people back so that they can receive his grace.
可是人, 尤其是活在这个世界里面, 在罪恶当中臣服的人, 回不到神的面前。
But man living in sin in this world is cannot return to God.
要有属神的人带他们回到神的面前。
They need people of God to lead them back to God.
所以呢, 最后我们看见以利亚他的使命的第四方面就是他要为神的审判和恩典做见证。
The fourth point in his mission is to be the testimony of God's judgment and grace.
他, 神是为了世人的罪, 和人因为
His righteous judgment of sin and rebellion against God is what he wants to show. But we know that God is also a gracious God.
他要赐给那些悔改并且求告他的名，求告耶和华名的人，神他慈其义的恩典。
He wants to give his amazing grace and his salvation to those that repent and come back to him.
今天在这个时代,
today in this world,
在这个社会里面, 在这个国家里面,
in this society, in this country,
谁是以利亚?
Who is Elijah?
或者说甚至在我们比较平常接触的这个华人的移民圈子里面,
Or similarly, in our Asian or Chinese circle in around here, is also a surrounding or environment that does not know God.
It's
because they don't know God and rebel against God.
以利亚在哪里?
Where is Elijah?
你知道今天 教会所背负的使命就是以利亚的使命。
Do you know the commission of the church is the same commission of Elijah?
在这个背弃神的社会当中, 教会就是要为神的审判和恩典做见证的。
And in this godless world, in this godless society, we are to be a testimony of his judgment and his grace.
我们想到以利亚的事工, 我们想到以利亚跟巴利的先知在那边做教训的时候, 我们心里面有一种火热。
And when we see the challenge and Elijah to the Baals, we have a fire in our hearts.
我们属神的人, 我们要跟他加油。
Those of us that belong to God, cheer him on.
我们更希望我们是站在以利亚这边就看着神。
And we hope that we were there standing beside Elijah,
因为,
witnessing this.
因为以利亚的所作所为，就像是在这样的一个混浊、肮脏、混乱的时代里面一个清澈的声音，对不对？
Because we see that Elijah is a refreshing voice in this godless, surrounding.
今天的教会就是做以利亚的事工。
Today, the church is to do the work of Elijah, and do the mission of Elijah. We have the joy and the peace that comes from God. We can enjoy the singing of our choir and lift our eyes and to worship and our hands to worship God. But the church is to be a mouthpiece for God and a testimony to His grace and judgment and grace. The church is a place where God's people gather. So, for all of us that are Christians that follow Jesus, we are all Elijahs.
今日的教会是主耶稣基督的身体, 我们是以利亚。
And today's church is the body of Christ, and we are all Elijah.
愿神祝福我们。
May God bless us.
让我们有以利亚的这个心。
Let us have the heart like Elijah.
然后我们可以确定神一定会借着我们的生命能够使用我们就像他使用以利亚一样。
And we're confident that God would use us and our lives as He has used Elijah.
让世人看见他们的罪，但是能够看见神的恩典。
May the people of this world see their sin and rebellion, but also see God's grace.
不要走一个无神的道路。
Don't walk in a path of godlessness.
不要看见真理，却去背弃真理。
Don't rebel and go against truth.
但是能够跟随神的心意，回转到神的面前。
But as God's heart repents and turns back to God,
呼求耶和华的名,
call upon Yahweh's name. Let us pray together.
父神, 我们感谢你,
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主, 的确的,
Indeed, your word is equips us.
是对我们有益处的,
and it benefits us.
主, 圣经里面没有一句话, 没有一个字是浪费的。
And we know that every word and every letter in the Bible is not in vain.
主，今天你让我们看见以利亚，他是一个属神的人，他是神人。
And today we see Elijah is a man of God.
主，今天我们呼求你名的基督徒，不就也是属于你的人吗？
And today, us as Christians that call upon your name, aren't we also people that belong to you?
求主你感动我们。
May you move us.
求主你带领我们,
May you lead us.
主让我们能够做你的人,
Allow us to be your people.
让我们能够带着你的信息,
May we bring forth your message.
让我们能够达成你的使命,
so that we can accomplish the mission that you've given us.
愿人都尊你的名为圣,
May all people see you as holy.
愿属于你的子民得到祝福,
May your people receive the blessing from you.
这样祷告, 奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.